New York reports progress on energy storage build-out, written by John Crop Lee and read by an automated voice. New York has far exceeded the interim target on its energy storage roadmap, 1.5 gigawatts of capacity by the end of 2025, but has more work ahead as it pursues 6 gigawatts by 2030. The 2026 State of Storage Report, issued April 1 by the Department of Public Service, or DPS, paints an optimistic picture of progress but notes that only 529 megawatts of the 1,952 megawatt storage portfolio was installed as of March 31. The other 1,423 megawatts of contracted or awarded capacity is in various stages of planning or construction, but not yet online. Previous state of storage reports showed 480 megawatts of storage in service in March 2025, 396 megawatts in March 2024, and 130 megawatts in October 2022. DPS in the report said state-incentivized commercial storage systems of up to 5 megawatts capacity have an average total installed cost of $666 per kilowatt hour. At 268 megawatts, this class of battery energy storage system, or BESS, constitutes the majority of in-service projects. Residential systems average $638 per kilowatt hour. Bulk systems larger than 5 megawatts that provide wholesale market services averaged $524 per kilowatt hour. To submit a commentary on this topic, email forum@ruinsider.com. When New York boosted its storage goal to 6 gigawatts, it proudly called the roadmap to that goal nation-leading. In terms of stated goals, it did lead the nation. But in terms of progress, New York has been far behind the leading states. As of April 2026, Texas has 12,740 megawatts of operational storage. As of November 2025, California had 16,942 megawatts of storage capacity online. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported in February that developers plan to add 12.9 gigawatts of BESS in Texas and 3.4 gigawatts in California in 2026. DPS in the report said there has been progress in New York in cost reduction, workforce development, and safety requirements. However, wholesale markets could better accommodate and make use of energy storage resources, DPS writes, such as through a participation model for storage as a transmission asset, or SATA.
A New York ISO SATA proposal introduced in 2024 is expected to reach final tariff development and filing in 2026, the report notes.
Dramatic need. When New York Battery and Energy Storage Technology Consortium Executive Director William Acker spoke to RTO Insider in March, 3 weeks before the release of the 2026 report, he too flagged SATA. He said New York lacks a compensation model that recognizes the value of storage to the state's aging grid, as it limits the need to expand capacity to meet load growth. "I think we clearly have a dramatic need for this technology in New York State," Acker said. "Our challenge is making sure that the rule sets are right, and particularly that the energy storage is properly counted toward reliability, as far as T&D, as we're looking at these build-out solutions going forward." Another significant headwind for storage development in New York is the state's regulatory structure, he said. "And it's not just for storage, actually building anything is difficult."
Acker pointed to one of the bullet points in a January 2026 New York ISO report on the causes of New York's high electricity prices. Of the 106 projects that had completed the New York ISO interconnection process since 2019, only 7 had begun construction. An earlier New York ISO report tallied 4,315 megawatts of capacity leaving the system since 2019 and only 2,274 megawatts being added.
An added hurdle for storage: it is not permitted at the state level, leaving it vulnerable to local moratoria and restrictions imposed by officials worried about fire after 3 highly publicized BESS blazes in as many months in New York in 2023. "This remains a vexing issue for NY BESS. Fires are rare and they most often strike older technology placed in outdated configurations," Acker said. "But when BESS fires do happen, they stick in the public mind." New York added some of the nation's strongest BESS fire codes January 1st, he said. "We're hopeful that as people understand that better, we can open up more of the siting around the state. But really, that's, I think, the major barrier right now." Acker sees other signs of progress. "So, what's changed over the past year really has been quite a few projects being approved and moving forward with the new and necessary incentives," he said. "But actual commissioned projects, I don't think has increased that much." 3 weeks later, the 2026 State of Storage report would bear out Acker's estimation. In-service storage capacity rose 10%, from 480 megawatts in 2025 to 529 megawatts in 2026, while storage capacity contracted but not yet in service jumped 54%, from 923 megawatts to 1,423 megawatts. Another step forward was New York launching its first index storage credit solicitation in July 2025, Acker said. When bidding closed in January 2026, the state had received proposals for 46 projects comprising roughly 6 gigawatts of power capacity and 30 gigawatt-hour of storage capacity. The index storage credit, Acker said, makes for a method to give more confidence in the future revenues of the project, and clearly, it received a lot of attention from the developer space.